5 minutes before 8 o'clock, they settled in their seats, second row, center. The Monomoy Theater was an intimate venue with only 100 seats and a stage floor just a few feet from the first row. Alice couldn't wait for the lights to go down. She'd read this play and talked about it extensively with Lydia. She'd even helped her run lines. Lydia was playing Catherine, daughter of her mathematical genius-gone-mad father. Alice couldn't wait to see these characters come alive right in front of her. From the very first scene, the acting was nuanced, honest, and multidimensional, and Alice became easily and completely absorbed in the imaginary world the actors created. Catherine claimed she'd written a groundbreaking proof, but neither her love interest nor her estranged sister believed her, and they both questioned her mental stability. She tortured herself with the fear that, like her genius father, she might be going crazy. Alice experienced her pain, betrayal, and fear right along with her. She was mesmerizing from beginning to end. Afterward, the actors came out into the audience. Catherine beamed. John gave her flowers and a huge, emphatic hug. "You were amazing, absolutely incredible," said John. "Thank you so much. Isn't it such a great play?" The others hugged and kissed and praised her, too. "You were brilliant, beautiful to watch," said Alice. "Thank you." "Will we get to see you in anything else this summer?" asked Alice. She looked at Alice for an uncomfortably long time before she answered. "No, this is my only role for the summer." "Are you here for just the summer season?" The question seemed to make her sad as she considered it. Her eyes welled with tears. "Yes, I'm moving back to L.A. at the end of August, but I'll be back this way a lot to visit with my family." "Mom, that's Lydia, your daughter," said Anna. The well-being of a neuron depends on its ability to communicate with other neurons. Studies have shown that electrical and chemical stimulation from both a neuron's inputs and its targets support vital cellular processes. Neurons unable to connect effectively with other neurons atrophy. Useless, an abandoned neuron will die.